Oh my goodness. Oh, holy night. Anyway, 30 minutes gone past the hour of 9 o'clock. Let's get straight into Hello Port Harcourt's very first conversation for today. And it has to do with business as always. It's a Tuesday and Thursday, like business, economical issues. And we are taking a look at drivers. Remember yesterday we asked, if the private drivers in this city, right, were as culpable for traffic infractions and violations as their commercial counterparts. Now, a lot of you said, it's a little bit here or there, but we give this to the private drivers, and no. Sometimes the commercial drivers are as bad. Oh, yeah, okay, all right. So remember, that was what we had yesterday. But today, well, I'd like to bring you some interesting stories that I heard. Some of them were from my days in university, but some were from October and November in particular. Like I said, you know, going around, you know, just sometimes without any purpose. I wouldn't lie to you. It's not like, let me go and see what's in this area. No, it's like, let's just take a drive. So just to get into taxi and like, okay, take me here. I haven't been here in a long while. Let's see what's going on in that area. All right. And then you would hear a lot of stories. Now, let me tell you, on one of my trips, right, on this day, I decided to get to Station Road, all right? So, took the bus, stopped at Mile 1, all right? Then got a bus that was going into, Agri, all right? Nowadays, they have mini buses, what you call keke buses and the regular big buses. All right, so I said, you know what? Let me go along. Let me get to Station. Those of you who don't know Port Harcourt very well, after you pass the government house, going straight down, you're going to old Port Harcourt town. You get to see a place they call Station Road. The road is now fixed, right? There's some petrol stations on the left, you know? It's the road that narrows out, curving to the left, that takes you to the very first mega petrol station in Port Harcourt. That's the NNPC mega station. It's still there, right? Those of you who know town very well, it used to be the haven for a lot of us during the fuel scarcity era of what was that? Was that Obasanjo period? It was crazy that period. But you know, we would sleep there. No jokes. People would sleep at that petrol station in the bid to buy petrol. All right. So I went there through Station Road, and then I heard stories. Then from that area, get into LMA itself, LMA roundabouts, LMA Junction, I beg your pardon. So after you pass what is called or what is known as, Shell RA, hello people, all right? When you get there, you pass the very popular MTN Mass where they sell phones and stuff like that. They fixed that road, by the way, all right? So get in there, all right, and taking another bus, I heard more stories. And then I decided to take e-hailing services for a few of the places I visited. This was in November, end of November. Ladies and gentlemen, now, these drivers say that despite the harsh economic challenges that they as well are facing, that they have been unfairly demonized, criticized, and you will not believe this, marginalized by the good people of River State. They say, if I increase price like this, they're not going to enter. But they forget, say, my wife too go market. My children go school. Now, for me, I think they feed, yadi, yadi, yadi. And I'm like, but okay, just because you have issues doesn't mean that you should transfer your issues to everybody. He says, bros, all of us go suffer. So why should I, talking about the driver, why should I be, in quote, this sacrificial lamb? He goes to buy Gary as well. The woman who sells Gary will have to go and buy Pepe as well. The woman who is selling Pepe at some point is going to meet Baba Ogu, who sells goat meat. He too will go and meet Mama Amina, who sells the wrappers for his wife. Everybody is interconnected, but everybody seems to lay a lot of their blames. The insults, ladies and gentlemen, I heard this past 2 months on drivers. Hey, commercial drivers, the insult I heard people hurl at them, if they were very effective, I am very sure a good percentage of these individuals would have ended up in the hospital. So, this morning, do you think that these people are bad? Well, we're going to hear from commercial drivers this morning. I'm opening the phone lines because their stories are shocking. Some of the things I've heard, some of you, would come into taxis knowing fully well you have no money to pay. You are not going to pay. You try to swindle the taxi driver or the bus driver. Ends up in fights and quarrels, and do you know who I am? Then, Some of you more younger, some would say elder, or maybe upward, really mobile people, would sometimes know that you don't have money. And this is the shocking one, all right? Because I thought I left this in university. But an e-hailing driver in Port Harcourt said that he has received no less than five solicitations, I beg your pardon, from females who could not pay their rides. Pay for their rides. Oh, I'm going somewhere. They reach there. The person who they're expecting is not responding to them. Or maybe the person says, look, until you come inside, I will not pay. And the girl now says, oh, let me touch you small now. In this Port Harcourt. And so a lot of people are going around, like I said, hurling insults at commercial drivers. Meanwhile, they are on the receiving end of virtually everything. And I mean everything. So we are going to be hearing from them this morning. 0817923 0002 0817923 0003 0817923 0003 at Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X at Nigeria Info is where you find us on Facebook and on X.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Port Harcourt with Jude on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Please, when you call in, please don't forget to turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. Do not make inciting or, you know, conflicting statements. All right, if you don't know, don't say it. All right, very good. Now, let's get to the first one I have kept here for you. These are some of the things that the drivers are saying. Now, this one told me this was what day was this? Okay, let me open. Come on. Okay, there we go. All right, say, Oga, sometimes some people go enter. They know so the money when they get now fake money, but they won't give driver, make driver user, they buy fuel. Why? Why? Why do some of you think the commercial drivers, right, are at the bottom end of the barrel when it comes to your tricks, your whims and caprices? Why? And interestingly, please don't get me wrong, I'm not holding brief for the commercial drivers. I'm not holding brief for anybody, all right? But the aim here is to get to hear from their own side. Now, on one of those days, I was going to my one, all right, I sat in front. Now, an elderly gentleman sat in. I was saying, shift. And I noticed that the driver was looking at the man. So I got, where you go? Asked him three times, where you go? I looked down, ladies and gentlemen, this elderly gentleman had his hand in my pocket. What was he looking for in my pocket, please? I looked at him and I was looking at my hand. I looked at him. Okay, shift, where you go? Make an adjust. This place, where you go? And then he removed his hand and got down from the vehicle. Michael is in Borough Creek. Michael, good morning to you, please.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
I'm so happy you're able to sojourn to Station Road.
Indeed.
I used to be placed now. Any changes?
You know the construction that has been abandoned is giving that place a very not so great look, you know, with the railroad in that area. So it should be cleaned. It really should be cleaned.
You don't understand, it's so dirty. If you come to St. Creek Road, you come to Bonnie Street, Niger, here where people live. Niger, no changes. So it's like we are living in the past. Dude, the truth is that I have also been asked for such thing by female passengers.
Wow.
Actually, I've had two encounters. One of them boarded my taxi from my car from Umola and stopped at Lagos bus stop. And she sat at the front. After everybody
alighted.
Paid me money and alighted. This young lady looked so alight. And she also refused to give me my money.
What time was this, Michael? What time?
In the morning. I'm telling you, in the morning. Not even night, morning. Then from Umola to Lagos bus stop was 100 naira. You understand? And this lady could not give it to me. And she was telling me that first maybe I won't kind of go like this, no problem. You say she did. I was like, oh, so in fact, if I go pick her and go to my house, I'm just going to go there.
She said you should carry her home.
Yes, I should just go and keep the police relaxed. And then when I'm done with my work, I can come over.
Wait, hold on, Michael. Wasn't she worried that maybe you could be a thief, you know, one chance person?
That's kind of this one chance has always been so rampant like this, you understand? Then this years ago, and if you see what she was putting on this simple dress, that this rubber like dress that when they walk they trash it down.
I see.
And she was just almost naked.
Lycra, that's what it's called.
I bought my tags. The same thing. Then the man, I have encountered somebody. I had somebody from DSS office at UCC side. You know what I mean? When we go to somewhere around Eastern Bypass, somewhere around Bonabali.
Okay.
You know, this guy, I like it.
And
he tended to go and take money from somebody.
And then
you know, I was in my car waiting for this guy. This guy did not show. Only came to come tell me how the person who collects money from. I'm telling you, I was shocked.
Okay, all right, Michael, thank you very much. Let's go on the break. We'll hear from more after we return.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. Bottom of the hour, 92.3 Nigeria Info. So, what are the challenges with perception? Well, you know how it's been said several times that there is a danger in one story. One of the most vilified, criticized, some would say unjustly so, here in Port Harcourt are the commercial drivers, are the e-hailing drivers. They're not saints. I am not saying they are saints. However, they have stories to tell. Stories of how some of you, the customers, the clients, the riders, have taken them for granted and have also very trickishly swindled and impoverished a good number of them. And these, ladies and gentlemen, are their stories. My question, once again, is this. Have you been unfair to the commercial drivers in River State? Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Stimulating and insightful conversations. Hello, Port Harcourt. 92.3 Nigeria United. Let's talk.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
So 0817923-0002, 0817923-0003, 0817923-0003. We are talking about commercial drivers here in Port Harcourt. And some of you who are also on the e-hailing platform, you fall under this category as well. Have you been unfairly treated? Has there been a bit of a bias, unjustly so, towards you? Well, let's find out from you. Ibiso is speaking to us from Audley Road. Ibiso, good morning to you. Welcome to Hello Port Harcourt.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Compliments of the season.
Compliments of the season to you, Ibiso.
I know you are happy about your matter this morning.
maybe that's why I'm so happy, right? It's possible.
Yes. I know you.
All right.
And you are expecting Boledic today.
No, that's how we roll.
Okay, about the drivers. You say that people insult or they insult them, you know. For me, is the parents, we the citizen we have for maybe the drivers. Because some people will just look at the drivers as nobody. So that from the parents, the way they approach the driver, they shouldn't have seen them. So they put them in the same class. And the drivers in question put themselves in that shoes. Because if you are doing something, add your style to it. Don't do your seat, without that thing, you will die. So, you know, the masses now use the opportunity to insult drivers. And they don't know that these people that are driving the cars of that time are very important, because anything that happened, your life, you're not alive again.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's good, you know, you honor them because they are human beings. Even the person that is selling a car, give that thing another respect, because that thing can put anything in that car for you to eat and you'll not be alive. It's the orientation we, the city of Nigeria, we have. Like, so now I do travel in that state. I sit down with the drivers. If I want to eat, I buy and give to them.
Okay.
I take that first, that atmosphere of friendship with them. It's not that maybe they're hungry. But, you know, you make them to feel free. Like, look at the GIG drivers. They dress well. They approach you, but they're not dressed. But some of these drivers, they are approaching the passengers like, I'm going away. But, you know, just be, you know, polite to people. Like, yesterday, I bought an Uber. It's a woman.
Oh, interesting.
I decided to pay her cash and add money to her for her. I didn't think, you know, because in the night. So it depends on the way, you know, you live yourself.
Okay.
These drivers are important. We are important, but when we approach them, shouldn't we approach them by this place and all that? That's not the way it's supposed to be.
That's not the way it's supposed to be. That's what Ibiso is saying, that we should all treat each other fairly. George is speaking to us from NTA Road. George, okay. are you driving?
No, I'm not driving.
Okay. All right, George, welcome to...
I was listening from my car, but I'm outside now.
Okay, all right. Good morning to you, George.
I speak as an e-hailing driver.
Yes,
and
please.
I can tell you that I've made a lot of good friends from the business. And I've also seen a lot of... The other part of people, not good friends in it. Now, a lot of them just see the hailing drivers or bus drivers like some kind of careless people that are worthless. But I can tell you that a lot of people that are doing the hailing business are graduate DSC, even with master's degree. Now, so many of us have seen jobs of 150 to 200K, we turn them down because the hailing job is helping us. Now, when I meet people and they try to, I'm in bushes several, sometimes I just be quiet, and sometimes I'm forced to speak. Now, I'll give one example. I took some students from USC, and somehow, some way, they didn't book it correctly. Their pickup point was wrong. Their destination was also wrong. So I tried to make them to correct their destination so that they can be charged properly. And the guy, which is girlfriend, and sort of just spoke to me in a manner I do not like.
Yeah.
And I looked at him and I asked him, which course are you studying? He mentioned the course. And I said, ask me any question on that your field. I studied economics, but ask me any question on that your field. I will answer it. And I will still ask you on that your own field. If you answer me correctly, I will dash you 50K.
Whoa.
And he could not open his mouth to say anything.
Whoa.
So I challenge them when I meet them like that. I don't just let them go. I make them understand that we are worth it. Several times I have dropped my riders off way. They just get angry and I have my car. A car I bought for 2.something million naira and you're paying me a ride of 1.5 and you're talking to me anyhow. Because we are, I'm a businessman, you don't control me. So I don't let them, they can do it with somebody else and get away with it. But when it comes to somebody like me, I'll put in your place. You're not comfortable.
But George, let's talk a little bit about, you know, what should be proper behavior. So let's say someone insults you or speaks demeaningly to you. Do you think it's fair, you know, to put them, you know, halfway, probably where it's not even safe for them to even pick a ride?
I'm not going to leave them anywhere that is not safe. I know about security things. I know. I will not leave them in a place that is not safe. I've carried somebody from NTA Road going to Odili Road, getting to that Rumokoro Addison Gogo. The conversation didn't go well because when I'm driving, my phone is connected to the Bluetooth, and when I pick my call, we all listen to it. And on that particular day, after I picked them, not up to 2 minutes, I received the call from the house. And they are all listening that my younger sister was seriously ill and her husband was not in town. So I was directed by my sister that called me to go and pick them. I said, I already have somebody in my car. It was already 10 p.m. because they had a program in their church, Dominion City. Sorry to call them on the church. So they listened to the conversation and the girl challenged me that I was revealing her location to them because I said, I'm on NTA road going to Odili Road. I can't leave my riders off because of the time. And she had the conversation. She still challenged me for revealing that I'm sick. I'm revealing her location to people. You don't know me. I don't know you.
But George, in that case, you can understand the paranoia of this driver. You see, that's the essence of this conversation. Yes, she had your conversation, but in her mind too, people have heard stories. It could have also been stage managed. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
I understand it's not stage managed, but then. That's why I just turned back, so she don't need to worry herself about it. I have my family to protect. I have to turn back, take her back to her pickup point, and I left them there and go.
Interesting.
So she can worry about whatever. If the sound is not good, e-hailing drivers are doing things. They are also doing things. Now, do you know one of the e-hailing drivers, as I'm sleeping, I don't know whether he's in prison or he's still at one of these anti-kidnapping units, because two girls have booked him around 11 p.m. They want him to go to this White House along Elele one side, and the road was very bad. The young man could not enter that place, and they refused to pay him. I just let the money go. But in the course of trying to carry them and run away and trying to take them back forcefully to wherever I took them from, they jumped out of the car and injured themselves.
Oh, dear.
And as I speak to you now, the matter happened around the Lungu police station and kidnapping him and taking the guy, charging him for kidnapping. Why? Because he could not let 1,000 naira go. So these things happen in 2 weeks. And I keep saying, evening jobs is not for any other person. You must have character before you go into it. You can't behave anyhow and think you get away with it. So I blame the driver for not having temperament. You must meet challenges. You must meet people that will insult you because you're serving the public. But you need to have character to keep that job on.
Well, George, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure getting to hear from you. George from NTA Road, who is an e-hailing driver. Now, at Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X. At Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X. This morning, inside Port Harcourt, we are talking about the commercial drivers. And my question is, do you think that they have been unfairly, unjustly criticized, ridiculed, marginalized, demonized, and castigated in the city? Everybody gets to be angry when the woman who sells crayfish, right, increases her prices, but they say, not so. But when the taxi driver tells you, well, it's 15 naira added, well, you get upset, you get incensed. And you rightfully should be, because, you know, things are not easy for everybody. But it seems as though when it comes to the commercial drivers, some of you in Port Harcourt have longer memories than the others. You always remember, oh, when you get 15 naira and an opening can come down. But, you know, the driver is going to tell you that, well, tires cost a little bit more. They're going to tell you that engine oil in particular costs way more than it used to be. Fine, they would not change oil every day, every 2 days, every month, or every week. But the point is, the longer they stay without servicing the car, right, the higher the probability that it's going to be even more expensive when they do decide to service the car. So, once again, talking about transportation costs and our Port Harcourt commercial drivers unfairly represented in the public space. Do you think that people look with disdain at commercial drivers? And why, though? They are offering a service. Numbers to call 017-923-0002. 017-923-0007. 017-923-0002. 0817-923-0007. WhatsApp and Telegram 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. All right, please turn down the volume of your radio set when you call in. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments, and please do not make unsubstantiated and unverified claims. God's Time is on the line. We'll get to speak to God's Time shortly. And we'll take messages. Okay, let's say hello to God's Time. And I go back to the message. God's Time is speaking to us from Elelenwo. God's Time, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, Mr. Good, good morning.
Good. How are you doing? Very well. Thank you very much for calling, please.
Okay. I actually want to talk about driving attitude and passenger attitude. Hello?
Yes, well, listen to you. Go on, please.
Okay, first of all, you're only in Nigeria here where we don't see driving job as a professional job. It is a professional job, and that's why people look down on drivers. So to look at it, you cannot leave any point to, you cannot leave A to point B or to point Z without a driver, whether it's keke, bike, or whatever. They have to carry you. So it's a professional job. But the way people look down on drivers, particularly when they tell you comport yourself or maybe the way you talk to them is rude. Ladies in particular, the way they behave, I don't know. I've had this experience where someone said you know going to arises from that same entity. The person was busy begging me, okay. He checked on the app. It was about 879. Okay, so I allow her to enter for 600. I said, okay, since that was my direction, I asked somebody to drop from Arazi to Chuba. I was going, but instead of me to going empty, I said, okay, let me carry. At a point, she was like, I'm going to buy something. Can you stop? We have an agreement.
Yeah.
I have my own time. And you see, she said, this man is not entering ordinary days. I knew I would have my right, all that. And it's not what I wanted to head. You see the attitude, the nurse, okay, drop me. And she threw 400 naira.
Whoa, she threw it at your face.
Yeah, from NTA, that was almost a bony junction. And she threw 400 naira because I refused to allow her to buy something.
That's terrible. Collins is in GRE. I have Maxwell from Ukwa. Collins, let's hear from you, please.
All right. Good morning, Jude.
Good morning, Collins.
Yeah, so I'm a e-hailing driver.
Okay.
I've had experiences, both experiences with these people, with passengers. So the last caller said it all. Most of them treat us like we are not actually responsible. Personally, I'm a graduate, you know, and beyond that, I'm also a travel manager in NIM. I'm also a safety officer. I have my neighbors.
Wow.
You know, so yes, I can go on board. Because of the country that we are living in, if you don't know people, then not people that know people. You know, except you may find it difficult to get the right job. So because of that, I'm not open to do both. You know, and Uber and all those stuff. Now, you know, but the people when they come into my car, some people, mostly the ladies, most of them feel like the person they never do, the person is a dullard.
Wow.
You know, someone can't achieve anything in life, you know, and they treat you that way. And it's very sad. Now, recently I took some people from Obibu, all the from Obibu, to Waterlines, from Waterlines to Umukuta. Do you know this? Ride was about 5,000 plus. Now we got to the traffic light at Tumukuta, and they were heading to the I was supposed to drop them at a supermarket just before Tumukuta girls on that empty road. Now we got to that first traffic light at Tumukuta Flyover. That wasn't close to the destination actually. And before I get asked for my account number, I gave my account number, I called it to him and all that. The next thing I saw was that they opened my door and ran away with 5,000 naira. And up to today, I've not been able to get that money.
Had the ride been terminated?
When they left my car, before I could park my car or something, they had disappeared. So you can imagine 5,000 naira in this economy right now with the cost of fuel.
Mm.
That's what these guys ran away with today, shopping last week. So if people just come in and we say, okay, pay me before we even I won't accept transfers, any cash. They will ask me, hey, you're being difficult. You want to be difficult. No, but look at the things we are passing through now. Now, is anybody feeling deployed? No, I don't feel deployed. I ran on reserve bank from Obibo to this place, and you guys don't give my money. So these are things we face. Aside the insults and all that, we face this kind of dubious practices from these passengers. And nobody's anything about what we feel or how we're going.
Well, people do. People are concerned. That's why we're having this conversation. Like I said, Collins, I've been going around the past 2 months, and I have with me a mini dossier. But let me ask you, Collins. Right, we know that some e-hailing drivers, as a commercial drivers, whether it's bus or taxis, are very unscrupulous. Some are nasty. Some are very trickish. But overall, do you think the commercial drivers and people like you who offer these services, do you think you are actually doing a decent job in Port Harcourt?
Yeah, I think the driving job, like someone said, it's a professional job. I think it's down to our mindset in Africa, in Nigeria here, where we see drivers as the lowest level of societal, you know, we see them as nothing. Ordinarily, the way it should be, drivers ought to be respected because they're doing a decent job. Because if I drive carelessly, almost, you know, which way they go, you understand, we may end up in the lagoon, or end up under the Mukuru, what they call it. So it takes a lot to drive. And for me, I think it's a decent job that we respected. And I also blame the company for what they've made the job look like. You know, when these companies came out new for Sarkozy, when their commissions are lower, you know, and the cost of fuel was, you know, what, and all that, then everybody was looking for offline. Once you get into the car, you put on the OT and the right start. But because the companies have become insensitive, raising their commissions to very high level and refusing to increase the prices to commensurate with the cost of fuel, drivers are now beginning to try to, you know, make ends meet by saying, okay, let's go offline. Oh, let's. So all of these are bringing a lot of hitches and difficulties in the job. I end up in argument and all that. So I also blame the companies, because the companies have made the drivers look like peasants. That's why the company will structure this job in a way that the drivers are respected. Increase the fare. See, believe it or not, people that will book that will keep crying. The company say, oh, we increase the fare, they will not book. It's a lie. Increase the fare to be commensurate with the cost of fuel. And you start to have the way of filtering the people that book the rides. To say, it's book rides. Criminals book rights, all kinds of people are booking rights because it's very cheap.
Okay.
So, but if they increase the price, there'll be some dignity. If you're paying me 5,000 from USD to OG, I'm sure that you'll not treat me anyhow. There's a level you will see me. If I come out and dress you because I can afford to buy clothes for my.
Collins, we have to go on a break right now, but I think your point is very well understood.